I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
Well, I'm wondering, Miss Nene, if you've looked in your refrigerator lately, or anybody else has looked in their refrigerator and find out there's some things tucked in there because you've been entertaining, or perhaps you've been going out to eat more, but there's some things there in the refrigerator that really could be used.
I am guilty of that. Yes, I will raise my hand.
Well, it's just something that happens, I think, to all of us. So today, I thought we'd talk about clean out the fridge soup.
I think that's a wonderful suggestion, especially when it's cold weather. Who doesn't want to eat
there
soup?
There you go. Yes. And this may appeal to your kids if you're cooking for kids. And it's kind of a fun sounding thing, isn't it? Clean out the fridge.
Well, it's different.
Yeah. For some people, it may sound very negative. But
there won't be necessarily a recipe. It's very...
A guideline.
Yeah. There you go.
Yes,
there you go.
Because there are lots of different ways to make soup. I mean, you just think about all the ways you can make soup. But in the clean out the fridge soup, you still need to start with a base. And that may be a base that you have to purchase. For instance, a chicken stock you can buy. Of course, you can make your own chicken stock if you have some chicken bones or turkey bones or
ham bones.
You know, you can make your own stock, but you can also purchase it. Or it could be also some kind of juice. I think of tomato juice is at least partial of the base. It may not be the total base, but you've got to have that liquid. If you're going to have soup, you've got to have some kind of liquid. So you start with that. And by the way, we are going to put these guidelines on our website so people can follow those through. Because sometimes you just go, I don't know where to start.
Yes.
You know? So hopefully we'll...
Well, and not only clean out the fridge, but perhaps look in your pantry and see what's accumulated there over the year that might be very useful in this particular idea that we're giving you today.
Good idea, because every once in a while I find something in my cupboards in my pantry that has an expiration date on it. And an expiration date on canned foods doesn't necessarily mean that you can't use it after that date, but the quality may be a little less. So it's a good idea not to keep things for several years after their expiration date. And most canned goods are good for a number of years.
Yes.
So maybe this is a good New Year's kind of thing to do, is kind of just take a look at what's in your pantry and on your shelves to see.
You might be making a lot of soup.
Maybe.
All winter.
But one of the things that I think is really great about soup is you don't have to eat it all up at one time. You can have it for another meal, and it's still good. And sometimes the flavor is even better after it's kind of cooked for a while.
But oftentimes foods are like that. You prepare them. And even in some baked products, I can think of cheesecakes, for instance, they are better when they sit to let the flavors meld, let those spices and seasonings meld, and you just do get a truer, more livelier flavor to the product. Now, of course, you don't want to let it sit in the refrigerator for weeks and develop that type of flavor.
But if you have made a lot and you can't use it, well, hopefully you have a little space in your freezer.
Yes.
And you might want to put it into individual serving containers for your freezer, because then you could just pull it out, put it in the microwave, and
that makes
you're
sense.
Ready to go. So lots of options of how you might use this. So once we have the base, of course, we need some other things to go in there. So that's when you really start looking in your refrigerator to see what's there. Maybe there, who knows, you might have some corn, you might have some beans, you might have some mashed potatoes even, which is an okay thing to put in soup. It thickens it up little bit. Any kind of vegetable can go in. Diced onions, maybe you have a half an onion left, you can chop that up and put it in. And you can, of course, add some meat. Perhaps you have some leftover ham, a bit of that, that you've been eating a couple days, and now you think, okay, I'm a little tired of a ham sandwich or a ham whatever. Well, those pieces would be great to put into the soup.
Have you ever thought of putting fruit in a mix, soup mix like this? Apples, sliced apple, peaches, pineapple? It would certainly flavor it differently.
It would. And I think those would be good in small amounts for most people. You don't want it to turn into a fruit soup, which is actually a kind of dessert. But as you say, some of those, I'm thinking pineapple with that little bit of spice, it would be acting like an herb or a seasoning if you just added a bit of that. So
sometimes what I do, I will use canned tomatoes as my base, but I put them in the food processor to break them down so that they're more of a juice, and I can see putting in some fruit with that and pulverizing that together to make a very interesting soup base.
You've been watching Chopped, the TV program, I think, where they're always putting big flavors together.
Well,
but
it's
a good idea. It is. And sometimes those that sweet savory
yes.
is a really acceptable, yummy flavor. So give it a try, you know, but with a light hand, I think, mm-hmm. when you're trying mm-hmm. something new.
Or maybe even pickle juice, a little bit of pickle
a little
juice.
Bit, you bet.
That yeah. could be a wonderful added flavor.
Just that little bit of thing. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you may want to add some, in addition to those kinds of things, some spices and seasonings. Maybe you really like basil. Maybe you really like rosemary. Maybe you are a person who likes what I think of as the hotter, spicier, like some chili powder. Mm-hmm. And maybe you even have some kind of chili peppers that you want to put in. It's according to your taste.
Exactly.
And you may want to kind of taste as you go, mm-hmm. as you're putting these things in.
Now, would you think of, when you put in spices, would you think of using powdered spices or would you think of using fresh?
Either one. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Remember, this is cleaning out. We're
yes.
not. We don't want to buy a whole bunch of new things.
Okay.
And we were talking about dates on food, our spices, those herbs. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't be having in our pantry for a long time. They really lose their goodness. So, and that's so easy to do.
Oh,
you
yes.
know, if it's something that you don't use often. So just decide, and I don't do this very well, but it's a good idea to put the date on it when you buy it so mm-hmm. you can tell. You know, sometimes I've had something for a year and I'm going, oh my goodness, you know, it just goes by so fast.
Well, and I think if you have computer access too, you can go to, for instance, Tone Spices website, and they will give you an indication of the how to note on the container what the age of that spice is or that particular container is.
Good point. Sure, lots of helps for us. Now, we haven't talked, I guess, about... we might want to add some pasta, some rice, some
but
barley.
The pasta would be pre-cooked?
Yes.
Okay.
I think for most of these things, you want them pre-cooked, unless you, for instance, you want to put something into your base liquid and cook it before you add everything else.
Okay.
But good question, because I'm assuming that most everything goes in here is going to have been cooked.
Because it's in the refrigerator.
Right, right. And that you're not going to do lots of cooking, lots of boiling and so on. You're just mixing it up and heating it through. Going back to meat, you know, maybe if you have some leftover ground beef that hasn't been cooked, you'll want to brown that first.
Certainly.
Before you put it into the soup or sausage, you know, that some soups have a lot of sausage in them, and sausage and cabbage, and those are both great leftovers, things in your refrigerator. Some people don't like the terms leftovers. I grew up with that. I
did too. And maybe because we grew up with it, we ate them different ways that might have been pleasing to us versus perhaps someone who didn't have a good experience with eating a rewarmed or a repurposed food product.
Mm-hmm. Repurposed, that's a good way to say that. And I guess when we're saying that, and again, I'll say that I'm going to put this kind of guideline on it, and of course you need to make that your own, but it kind of gives you a place to start if you haven't done this before. But I do want to mention, because we talked about leftovers, repurposing food, I want to kind of bring that to another point, and that is the worldwide food waste. It's becoming a bigger and bigger problem, both economically and environmentally. We waste so much food for a variety of reasons. Part of it is because it's in the refrigerator and it got to the back,
yes.
and we forgot that it was there, and now it's not usable. Or maybe we planned on serving 10 people and 6 showed up because it was snowing. Or, you know, there's a variety of reasons. Another reason may be because we expect perfection in a lot of it. If we go to the store, we expect perfection. If there's a little blemish, we just cut that out and throw it away. And, of course, if it's a spoilage, you need to do that. But otherwise, you probably don't. But it is a huge problem.
Maybe what we need to have in our cities and towns are our leftovers block parties, and everyone can
share.
Bring to the common pot all these leftovers and have a great social function.
There you go. And of course, when we're talking about food waste, it's not just what we do individually in our homes. You think about restaurants and food that isn't eaten and so on. A little fact, every year consumers in industrialized countries waste almost as much food as the entire net food production of sub-Saharan Africa. That's 230 million tons of wasted food. So if you care about that, you know, you may want to to do something different. But hopefully you'll find out that Clean Out the Fridge Soup is fun and yummy.
And you can go to our website at kjan.com, click on Programs, click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nini, where you will find the podcast, what we talked about today, the guidelines for using leftovers, and maybe even a recipe to help you make some of this leftover refrigerator soup. Have fun with it. By all means, have fun with it. And engage your children, too, because they would have lots of ideas what could go into this soup. If you don't have computer access, please give us a call at KJAN. We'd be happy to send that information to you. Remember now, make some fond family memories in the kitchen.